Lindsay Ray, Bart Helms, welcome.
Thanks
Hello.
For having us.
Hi, Julia.
You write a lot of your own music. How is writing a film score different?
Oh my gosh. Basically, you have this work of art that is, you know, classic from 1922, a beautiful era, and you're translating and interpreting the feelings and emotions of these characters. So you're speaking for them. It has nothing to do with you. So you really have to exit your world and go into their consciousness. It's very satisfying. It was a nice challenge for both of us.
How does your signature Spasm Band style work to compose a film score for a classic silent film like Nosferatu?
One of the nice things about jazz and our kind of music is the varieties of it. So in this score, there are moments where it's heavily orchestrated, where we've notated what we want everybody to play because we want that four-part harmony or five-part harmony or whatever it may be for the big moments. But then at other points, we want to hand it over to a soloist and we'll give them an idea for the melody. We've come up with the chord changes, but we want them to take the images on screen and take the ideas of the song and create something new and on the spot, as jazz musicians can do.
So it's really a perfect style.
Yeah, for performing film music live. Yeah, I think so.
Were you familiar with the film before you were invited to compose a score for it?
Oh, yes. This is hands down my favorite work of art. There's so many lines from it that I just kind of live by and that inspire me. So I was completely giddy and happy to work with this.
Does it feel like you're channeling the vibe and the feeling and the whole essence of the film?
Oh, yeah. There's just so many things that I was able to turn one-liners from rather the book that was written in 1897 by Bram Stoker or the film that I was able to turn into lyrics or help use to channel a song or a tune.
What's the biggest lesson you two learned from this process?
For me personally, because I was the one that was getting into the details of writing the score itself rather than just the skeletons of the songs, we had always wanted to work with a large horn line, and we're only going to have a small orchestra with us here, but it was getting in and writing the parts and orchestrating it for the whole ensemble, realizing that all of our years together as a band and working with jazz, that we now have that ability, that we can work with a larger ensemble. So I'm going to be excited to do more of that in the future.
If I had to really say I learned one lesson from doing this, we worked for 7 months to make this and it's for one night, is enjoy the ride. And I've enjoyed it. It's been fun, and just the whole process of it.
Bart, you have to break everything down note by note, element by element, and then put it together to make a whole score.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to your head?
The thing to keep in mind, and if you like go and you read interviews with people that do film scores full time, what you find is like an emphasis on like trying to find the underlying themes and to not get bogged down about making this one idea work perfectly. And it's great having the experience of performing live so much and doing things that were going to be a bit loose and a bit ragged. So to some sense of letting go of details came a bit easier on this project, whereas if it had been an album that we were recording, we might have got hung up on some stuff that we didn't, thankfully.
Do you think the bits of silent that you certainly built into the film's score, actually, I guess is the way to say it, do you think that those enhance and showcase the music?
Yeah, I think it's nice. Tom Waits at one point had said, one of the most important parts in music are the silent parts. And I almost picture like a ball jar and somebody shaking it. It's like when it stops, the water's still moving. You know, when you're listening to a song, you're feeling, you're thinking, you're ticking, you're alive, and you're, you know, reacting. So it'll be neat to see what spills over. I mean, everyone is going to have their own experience. But that said, I think that the silent bits are going to be great to either shake someone up or settle them down. And everybody's going to have their own experience in that silent. I'm looking forward to that.
What do you hope the audience is going to take away from the End Time Spasm Band enhanced viewing of Nosferatu?
This is a good question. We have so many great fans who are very loyal, but I hope that they can walk away just being surprised and flabbergasted, to throw out a silly word. We've been a band for a long time and we want to, you know, keep it interesting.
One of the big themes in the band for Lindsay and me, or one of the things that we've worked on the most and consciously worked on, we are all about the emotion of the song and making sure that everything serves what it is that the song is trying to convey. Sometimes it's about having fun and dancing. Other times there's something deeper going on that we do want to have an emotional impact on people. So this is one of the first test cases of that.
I've never been more proud to present a performance to an audience.
Lindsay Ray and Bart Helms are the End Time Spasm Band. They joined us today in the WBOI studios. Lindsay, Bart, thanks for sharing your very busy time and your frightfully lovely story with us.
Thank you,
Julia. Thank you again.